PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Haley Platt, and today's guest is Jennifer Davis from Planar. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Okay, I want to just kind of start with Planar. Year after year, you continue to release these innovative and exciting products that receive industry awards and recognition, and 2015 was no exception. Mm-hmm. Can you share a bit about what's on the horizon?
Sure. It's a multifaceted question because
sure.
There is a lot of innovation going on, I think, constantly in our industry, and we've been a leading pioneer and innovator in that space, so it's exciting. I think one of the main things that we've been focusing on this past year is the broadening of our video technology. So for those of you that might not know, Planar makes video wall displays, mm-hmm. and was recently acquired by the world's leading fine pitch LED company in the world, named Liard. Mm-hmm. And the combination has brought some really interesting things to our marketplace, specifically around video wall technologies going in places where it was never before possible.
Right. So an example would be?
So from broadcast studios,
okay.
you know, when you don't have like the natural beauty right outside the
sure.
window, and you're building broadcast sets to control rooms and to public venues and digital signage applications and the like, mm-hmm. but building video walls of virtually any size and shape without seams.
Wow.
So you can literally like paint a canvas.
It's incredible.
Incredible. And
yeah.
it's amazing technology. And so our first announcement in this space was back in 2015, mm-hmm. and you saw that Planar Direct Light product won a bunch of awards, which we were really proud of. Mm-hmm. We worked very hard on that. And now with the combination between Planar and Liard, we're bringing even a broader portfolio of technologies and even more innovation to the marketplace.
So diversity in technology seems to be something that's really important to you. So
sure.
are we making enough progress in that area industry-wide, or are there improvements that could be made, in your opinion?
Well, there's always improvements to be made, for sure. As long as the employee base at, you know, the major companies in Portland or elsewhere in the world differ mm-hmm. from the demographics of the community in which they pull in, you know, employees, we have work to do,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as long as that gap exists. And so tremendous progress has been made. But more absolutely can be done. And there's a lot of initiatives underway. You know, some of the biggest employers in the state are putting a lot of time and energy and resources into addressing this need. I also see it as it's a long-term.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a quick fix.
Right.
Because especially in the technology space, attracting more women and diversity in general into technology means starting folks on, you know, investigations in math and science and engineering early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often those career choices are actually made earlier than people even realize.
Right.
As people start tracking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my daughter's 7, just to interject. And guess what? My favorite subject is math.
Exactly.
And I'm like, good for you, because I always struggled with it, so I kind of just gave up. And I'm encouraging that. I feel like it's
yes.
really important, something that we need just as parents and as educators and as mentors, we need to keep pushing that.
Absolutely. And it's the saddest thing in the world when you read some of the literature that says at some point it becomes not okay for her favorite subject to be math. And it's unacceptable.
Yeah,
right?
I totally agree with you.
We can't have it. We need to be able to take the talents and the curiosities mm-hmm. of every individual in the community and put them where they're best placed. I mean, everybody has a superpower.
Sure.
You have to find it, and you have to find a way to apply it. And
yeah.
so, I think that's the next step
mm-hmm.
For us as a tech community,
mm-hmm.
As employers in the space. And I feel like each one of us plays a role in that.
Lastly, I want to talk about Portland and what makes Portland so special
mm-hmm.
and what it is, I mean, you know, for the tech scene, but also what you love about the tech community here. So
mm-hmm.
talk about that a little bit.
Well, Portland is a wonderful town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're entering the season where people are going to be traveling. They're going away. You just got back from a trip.
Did.
We were just
yeah.
talking
yeah.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something wonderful about coming home here.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that make, you know, Portland home, I think, are our commitment to doing things in a sustainable way,
mm-hmm.
our general friendliness and openness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a generosity to the people of Portland,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it shows up in you know, funding of philanthropic works and that kind of thing. But also, I think it just shows up on a human level. And I think, you know, each one of us wants an we all feel like we want to give back in some way. Mm-hmm. And so we're each trying to do that in small and big ways. And I feel like that's something that really makes Portland a unique community, mm-hmm. is that it really can foster that community feel, mm-hmm. where people really are rooting for each other.
Yeah.
Because we all know that we all have to be successful,
sure.
in order for the...
For the greater good.
Well, yeah, for the whole economy
yeah.
to thrive.
Yeah.
And that's, and you know, we are in a bit of a transition. Technology has played a very important role in Portland's economy, mm-hmm. and increasingly we're going to rely on it even more, mm-hmm. in the future. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to need to, like, continue to invest in that. And it's personal investment, and it's mentoring, and it's participating in dialogues and discussions about,
sure.
how we can make the community even better.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you mentioned mentoring and, mm-hmm. and giving back and philanthropic work and that. And I wanted to talk a bit about Marathon Scholars. You're on the board of this,
mm-hmm.
really impactful organization. So can you just tell me a bit about the program before,
sure.
we wrap up?
Sure. I'd love to tell you about that. Marathon Scholars started about 13 or 14 years ago, mm-hmm. With the idea that you could intervene in the life of a child, mm-hmm. and put them on a path to a college education, forever changing not only their trajectory, but possibly the trajectory of their whole family.
Sure.
And so Marathon Scholars identifies high potential, low resource, mm-hmm. fourth graders,
mm-hmm.
and gives them their very first college scholarship.
Wow.
And communicates into the life of a child your college material. We got involved,
mm-hmm.
at a point where, you know, kids were demonstrating academic potential.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have to be capable,
sure.
of doing the work. But then in addition to that, it was early enough that it sets them on a new trajectory,
sure.
before some of the life choices,
mm-hmm.
might actually prevent them,
right.
from pursuing that path.
Right.
And so I love this, like,
that
getting,
age.
Yeah.
Yes,
getting
age.
A 9 or 10 year old,
mm-hmm.
and telling them, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what, you know, potential you have. That is,
that's
great.
It.
And then another thing that attracted me to this particular organization is that I felt like we measure the right things, and that is not college enrollments, but college graduation.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it been written about this, and I think all of us have a lot of heartache about some of the trends we see in the marketplace where people are enrolling in college,
mm-hmm.
But they're not finishing,
mm-hmm.
and along the way they're accumulating debt, and so they sort of have the worst of all worlds. They don't have a degree or the earning potential, but they also are saddled with student loans. And so I loved that, getting in early,
mm-hmm.
and then measuring to the end,
right.
and getting caring adults involved in that process and solving, you know, some of the money issues,
sure.
that are inherent in the college journey.
Yeah.
And so the organization has been growing.
Mm-hmm.
We now, in 13 years, adding a class a year.
Wow.
I mean, you can imagine it's a slow build,
sure.
kind of program. But the results have been really impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Graduation rates, 7 times what you would expect.
Wow.
for that type of scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Again, onward and upward from here, and we're expanding and looking for ways to have an even bigger impact in the community.
Incredible. I so enjoyed our visit today. Thank
Likewise.
You so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks
you.
For your time. And that concludes this episode of Output PDX. Thanks for watching.